Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming to you live right here from inside the main build facility at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom. We all know the Master Bub. Good morning, Bub.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Ladies and gentlemen, please allow me to start off by saying I super apologize for all of the technical problems we've been having since the hurricane, and I apologize not only to our fans across the world, but also to our sponsors. We have a commitment to the sponsors. We apologize for the interrupted service we continue to have. We are going to be focusing on this problem to get it resolved.
Yeah, man, it's it's crazy, dude, because we still have no internet reception out here in the facility, and unless we are literally inside the VIP offices, that's the only place we can connect at all to get any sort of Wi-Fi connection. So we're literally just going through right now one of the free Xfinity mobile towers that they have sitting in our area. Hopefully that's working, so we're not sure what it's like from the broadcast feed standpoint and the audio standpoint to you guys, but we'll give it the best right now.
We're trying our best, ladies and gentlemen. We will have this resolved. It's very depressing, and it's very upsetting, because we don't do anything but with perfection. But it's Friday morning here. I'm just out of the mood.
No, man, so let me just take it over and check it out. So we are right now finishing up another one of our Major League Baseball players' rides. This thing is, again, that high-end European quality, the Audi A7 Quattro. This thing is an animal, right? So this thing came from the dealership, looked really good, has sleek lines to it, has beautiful luxury, comfort, style, everything that these guys want. But you got to take it up a notch, and that's exactly what we've done with all the stuff laid out here.
This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique, MS Outlaw Boutique. She's on the web, on Instagram, on Facebook, everywhere you can imagine. Miss Outlaw Boutique for the finest in Outlaw Boutique apparel and accessories. I'm sorry, my mind is not working. I'm wrapping around this technical problem. I'm having problems with it, ladies and gentlemen. But anyways, we're going to keep on going. Cars and Coffee at Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding Cars and Coffee of...
I will tell you this much, we are live.
But that doesn't, doesn't do me any good when we continue to have technical problems.
No,
I don't think this is Xfinity anymore. I think this is equipment related.
Nobody's looked at that. We're 47 minutes past our typical time, which now is going to push off our entire afternoon. And as everybody knows, if they saw some of our test samples earlier, we are on a serious deadline of getting this ride done.
It's not going to go. It's not going to make it out today. It's just not going to make it out today. The Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event in the world. We will not be there this month. We will be there November 18th for the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Mustang unveil to the public coming back out of SEMA. Monkey in Paradise, the two-time double gold winner, coming out of San Francisco, California, right here in West Palm Beach. Monkey in Paradise reminds you.
Please drink responsibly.
Steed Autosports. Can't say enough, Bub.
Big
time. Out there. Got big shout out to the guys over at Dio Dynamics. We are striking some big deals, ladies and gentlemen. Please keep an eye on our website. Every sponsor and partner who has been part of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports build, SEMA build, is going to be selling their products through our website. Every one of them. We will be offering the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports SEMA packages, Bub, along with the individual components for sale, Bub. From here forward, it's going to be a game changer for us in the modern performance and exotic market.
Well, we know what's working here, though. That's what matters, right? Live and blurry from Larry Williams. So we are out there. We are broadcasting.
Good morning, Larry. I'm frustrated today, Larry. I'm really frustrated because I think our equipment should have been checked long ago instead of just looking at the internet service, and I'm frustrated by that.
Well, all I know is we're putting it out there. We're giving it the best shot. You know, we'll get this thing under wraps here pretty soon. But, you know, a lot of hard work still going in the works. You know, it just shows how much goes in behind the scenes just trying to get these things ready. Everything from, you know, the Wi-Fi service to getting the production set up, to getting this stuff set up and on display, to getting the sponsors lined up and ready and watching, to just getting the work done itself, which, as you know, there's a lot of stuff going on in this Audi right now. Everything from the wheels, the tires, the suspension, audio system upgrades, to tinting, to, I mean, everything you can possibly imagine, and just the daily service or the basic maintenance that needs to happen as well, which is fluids, filters, getting everything ready to go. Tires are kind of irrelevant at this point. No reason to take them off and balance them. We just put all brand new on. So this thing is getting a full transformation, and this client's going to be super happy.
He is. This car does belong to a Major League Baseball player, one of our celebrity clients. Really good guy. A little bit behind because parts deliveries were held up.
Yeah, man, still waiting right now on UPS, dude.
Yeah, they should still. They've been tracked and on the way, and it's throwing us behind about 4 or 5 days. These are the things you encounter. But some of the things you're doing on this beautiful Sportback A7 Audi. Is this a turbo or a supercharged car?
It's a supercharged. Yeah, supercharged.
Supercharged car. You are lowering the car, going with niche wheels on it and Nitto and Bow tires because we want that traction. We want that quality.
Yeah.
You're also upgrading the stereo setup in here, Bub. This is the OEM or factory stereo assembly. By Audi standards, it's pretty good. However, Bub, we know this is less than the quality that this player wants in his ride.
Yeah, this is this is a full Bose audio system that's in this car. It sounds pretty good from the factory, sounds clean, nice mids, nice highs, nice low end, but it can kind of flatten out once you turn it up into those higher volume ranges. So what we're doing is getting rid of this factory Bose unit. This is nothing more than a 6 3/4 little miniature sub that's in here. Very cheap, very basic, maybe 50, 75 watts. That was pretty solid from them coming off of a factory amp. This is the Bose unit, so this is a nice, soft plastic. I mean, this thing can't be weighing more than, two pounds.
Yeah.
It does have a very small port that's in it, so that's kind of like the way that they feed that sound to you. Because it is such a small driver, it doesn't push very hard. So this is the old component we're getting rid of. We are going through and doing a full custom JL Audio upholstery job to install on the back of this car. The side of this car on the passenger side has a very nice compartment that is going to be really accessible for us to design and build something that fits in there super snug, looks really clean, but then also looks like a factory placement and still leaves our player plenty of room for all of his balls, his bats, his equipment, like all of his stuff that they always throw in the trunk of these cars. So what you're looking at now is the template from that side panel I was just talking about. So that is the actual side panel. This is what Greg goes through. He cuts it out first, you template it, make sure it has fitment. Then you go through and use the proper board that you're going to use. This is an MDF board. This is 3/4 inch thick, so you go through, you get it cut, get it ready to go. It's mounted and ready for the sub. All the sides have been routed. It's all nice and smooth, so it will sit in that factory pocket, just like this was something that was bought from Audi directly. And that's actually kind of our holdup now. So, right, you can see the face is cut, the templates are done, everything's ready to go. The equipment's there and laid out and ready. The subwoofer's ready to drop in it. But we still have no leather to cover this thing in. We're waiting for the leather. It showed that it freaking shipped on Monday from Jacksonville. Well, it only takes 3 hours to get it from Jacksonville. So I've gotten like a tracking number on Tuesday. I got one on Wednesday. I got one on Thursday. Finally, Greg called yesterday, our upholsterer, said, listen, guys, we need this freaking material. Get it here, whatever you have to do. So then they shipped out more. So we're probably going to have 20 yards of this stuff coming in, a bunch of hides of leather freaking rolling through here. And, we'll get the thing installed, but it's going to look beautiful. It's going to be a nice dark chocolate finish so it matches the rest of the carpet, the interior of the car. Then we drop that JL Audio sub in there. It's going to be incredible.
Well, this JL Audio sub is 3 times the weight of the factory component right there.
Yeah.
Part of that is the size of the magnet that's on the back of this. This is a 500-watt JL Audio setup. It is going to resemble much like the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports SEMA Mustang.
Yeah, man, this is the same quality equipment that goes into all of our high-end rides here. This is all JL Audio stuff, everything from the wiring to the amp to the sub. We make sure everything that you purchase is all hand-in-hand. It all works, it all matches. The sub will never be overpowered by the amp, in terms of wattage, in terms of its RMS, its continuous setup. This is literally something that works perfect together. If the sub can handle 500, that amp is going to give it everything it can, and it's going to work hand-in-hand. It's not going to overpower and blow the thing, and one's going to overheat, nothing like that.
One of the things, Bub, you like to do is keep things as factory as possible while you're building, even from a custom standpoint. You like to have things as perfect as they can. What are we holding here, Bub?
So that there is actually the factory amplifier mount in this car. So you have two amps that go in this thing. This is actually mounted to the driver's side of the car. Sub box is going to sit on the passenger side. This is driver's side. You have the lower amp, you have a middle compartment, and then you have a secondary bracket that mounts on top with a final amp that powers all the mains and the original sub. That is all the Bose audio system, right? So all that stuff has to remain and still hooked up. So this can't get modified too much. But you do have, in between the bottom layer and this top bracket that sits on here and bends over at a 90, this section is about 3.5 inches. Perfect clearance for putting that JL Audio amp right on top of there, and it's going to be a factory fitment, look nice and clean, and it all is going to be hidden behind factory panels.
Now, what do you have here that Greg is making currently, Bob?
So what you're looking at now is if you hold this bracket here, let me show you the JL Audio amp again. This is a 500-watt amp. It's going to be more than enough to power that sub. It's going to sound super clean. If you set this here, the size of this amp is probably about an inch larger than the mounting bracket you're holding in your hand. So this is where a lot of custom audio guys do install on these amplifiers. You're probably in this location for that nice factory clean look on such a high-end ride. So Greg's actually going through templating up an aluminum plate that is the same exact mounting footprint of the amplifier to mount first to this original bracket, which holds a factory amp. So he has no rubbing issues on screws that are fastened through or anything. And then that will allow him to have 4 factory mounting points of the JL audio system on top, and it'll be all direct fit, and there will be no cutting or modifying.
Right here, I'm looking.
Tim, and those are actually, again, just to go from that wiring up to LSC, this is going to be all JL audio wiring, so that everything's going to match again, so it's perfect, and it's going to allow us to plug the amplifier directly into that LSC with the cable.
So what you've got, what you've done, Bob, is you've created an entire direct fit system, and that really comes from having a lot of knowledge and studying and researching, so everything is perfectly fit. It's plug and play, there's no cutting, there's no splicing.
Yep.
This particular owner is heading back until spring training, and he'll return here to Chicago once this vehicle is done.
Yeah.
So no, there's no room for error on this.
Yeah.
The wheels and tires have to be balanced and ready. Yep. It has to be serviced. There cannot be any kind of electrical fire, nothing.
Yep.
It has to be done 100% all the way across.
Yeah, it's, you know, we're cranking through it right now. The, as you can see, we are rocking a set of the original wheels on the same. We're all the same size, front and rear. They were 20-inch, they were 90 wide, so they're a fairly basic amateur setup, but came back in that comfort, that luxury, had plenty of clearance for the rubbing and scrubbing. So we kept these things at very close to the same overall diameter. We increased it by about a quarter of an inch, only to this low-profile
tires.
So we have now rocking a set of Nitto Inbos. These are 22s that are on this bar all the way around, 22 9.5 front, 22-11 rear. So we are tucked in this thing super, super fat and tight. Nice stagger equipment is going to look really aggressive, sit flush body line once we drop it on the ground. We have a set of H&R springs that are going on this car, so it's going to have a really nice high-end snug feel to it, but it's going to be higher right and deep in the gap.
One of the things, Bud, we have to take into account, the players are bigger than the average person. You're 225.8, I'm 157.5'8", but the average player is much taller than the average above. So you have to take into account the player having other players in the vehicle coming to your door design, and the player himself being in the vehicle.
I'll throw some sneak peeks at that. Fiberglass, the molding, all of that is done, so the car is now fully assembled. We are down to just waiting on final parts. We've got some stuff out of CAT and Palm Beach Plating, some more stuff coming in from Steeda, Diode Dynamics, American Racing is still sending stuff, Nitto is still sending stuff, Carbon Creation is still sending stuff, Duraflex is still sending stuff, so we have a lot of pieces still on the way, and this thing has probably down to that. We are literally, next week is our final work week on that freaking car.
Then the car goes to DNA Surface Concept.
Yeah, so running out of time. Yep.
Get out there. It's going to be crazy, but
yep.
The car is stunning looking.
Yeah.
Stunning. Once the wheels and tires get on it, it's going to be out of control.
Larry Williams says no sound.
Good.
Perfect. No, Greg just checked it. We have sound.
Greg checked. Larry Williams, turn your volume up.
Probably just went out for a second.
We're good to go. So it's kind of fun to see all the, we've got an ex-Marlin pitcher standing off the, on the set with us over here. We've got the staff standing.
He's waiting for 12 o'clock.
Yeah, he sure is, man. It's 12 o'clock somewhere, right, Woody?
So I'm gonna get you, hey man, I'm gonna get back on this thing. I've got to start getting suspension done on this car, get this thing down on its feet. Wheels and tires are mounted in balance. The audio system is full underway. Greg is fattening panels like crazy. We're just waiting on UPS now, and then we'll just keep on rolling, dude.
This episode's been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Until tomorrow, Bub.
Just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com, where you can now see all of our online merchandise and apparel. Watch for the sponsors' products to start showing up. You can start buying your Bubba Edition SEMA packages. Are we going to release those before SEMA Cup?
I'm going to do it the day of.
The day of SEMA.
The 31st. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to have that tab open and ready on the site.
You will be able to buy the full complimentary package from Steeda, CPE,
Terminatics, we're going to have those items for sale on the website. There will be a Bubba's Exotic Motorsports SEMA edition available. This Outlaw Boutique, the Outlaws Loose in Abacoa. Robin and Layla are down there doing a great job this weekend, ladies and gentlemen. Good prices, big sales. All the Magic Show stuff is starting to show up down there. Great fall apparel, great accessories. Miss Outlaw Boutique. That's msoutlawboutique.com and on Facebook and Instagram. Miss Outlaw Boutique, 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108, 561-660-6695. Cars and Coffee, Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event. We will be there November 18th for the public to see the unveiling of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports SEMA Mustang. And there will be several, three, I think, Bub, major news publications out there, print media publications out there picking this up. It's going to be a great time. And Monkey in Paradise, the social vodka brewed right here in West Palm Beach, took two double golds, or double gold in San Francisco, California. Monkey in Paradise reminds you to please drink responsibly. Thank you to all the sponsors of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports SEMA Build. We couldn't have done it without you. Please join us tomorrow for the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast from 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Facebook page and Blog Talk Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, please reach out to touch somebody's life in a positive manner today. If somebody's hands are full, open the door for them. If somebody has holes in the bottom of their shoes, get them a pair of shoes, man. Payless is cheap. And if somebody's hungry, McDonald's, 7-Eleven, doesn't have to be expensive. If you don't want to give your money away, at least feed them. Until tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, let's keep on doing it. Bubba style.